Anyone who knows me and my long-term boyfriend know that we meet a lot of our friends online these days.
This week on A Twink and a Redhead.
A video we created.
Swingers upon Maine.
Popped off and caused a firestorm.
Oh boy!
Introducing a new dating site for Disney adults and those who identify as swingers.
Excuse me? We have a community of swingers at Disney.
Also notice her crazy eyes.
I hate that.
From the way he talks, it sounds like he's seen more dicks than she has.
People told us to stand up on Space Mountain.
I mean, she's cute, at least.
She's not.
I want to talk about the sign that's overhead. I think, what does that read? A twink and a redhead, maybe?
Ooh, yeah.
Something we should have asked before we said it live on the air. Is that a slur?
People on X didn't have adequate media literacy.
Wait, they might actually be advanced.
I think that video is real.
I like to think it's real.
It makes you wonder what other things they just see and don't question either.
These people right here look like they shouldn't be within 200 yards of a playground, let alone a Disneyland.
If I was Disney, I would definitely look to sue them because this is just ridiculous.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
Do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today? Yeah. If you wanna play, come and play today. Just get away. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to A Twink.
What do y'all know about Zoe 101?
Well, we don't know the theme song because that was like the third time
we
did it. You
know they filmed at
Pepperdine University. That's the only thing that university has to its name. Ooh, sorry if there's any alum.
I have to go to Pepperdine.
Yes,
yeah, like I almost have to go.
Yeah,
there.
But then I realized they're like Jesuit.
Did you watch Zoe 101 on the reg?
Did I watch Zoe 101 on the reg? Yeah, I kept up pretty well with it, but I never went back to watch again.
Do you know Austin Butler was in Zoe 101? He was one of Zoe's love interests before.
He was Dustin.
No, that's her brother. Dustin is her brother, her annoying little brother. But he was comic relief. He made me laugh. No, Austin Butler was her love interest, but then she realized she really loved Chase. But if I'm remembering correctly, I believe we left on a cliffhanger because she got knocked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was so exciting as a kid to learn that.
I know.
That
it was like, wait, what? Yeah. Like, it was like the ultimate like
scandal. Do you think if that happened today, it would be?
There are a few pop culture like moments that just live ingrained in my like brain from like elementary school, and that is one.
Yeah,
that is one.
Everyone knows where they were. Yeah. I was in a basement at like my neighbor's. Why do I want to say it was like a Super Bowl party, or maybe it was around that era?
Yeah,
or not era, but that time of the year. I don't know. But I was at my neighbor's at like a neighborhood
talk
party
of the fucking town in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Talk of the fucking time.
Hi, Jamie Lynn. And now, look at you now. Right?
I really can't even comment.
Free Britney.
Yeah, it's really, you know what? Prayers.
Prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Anyway, what we were talking about before we pressed record was sending and receiving long text messages. And I was just thinking, was there anything worse than in high school? When you unexpectedly get a text message that you have to fucking like click on it so long. Holy shit.
Click on it to open up the other window?
Because, no, like, Grant, sometimes text messages would be so long in iMessage, you have to click on it.
And then it opens up.
And it brings you, and you have to scroll. Did you ever get a text like that?
I think so.
Oh, once or twice. I don't know. I just remember in high school when you would get in like a text fight, like it was crazy. Like it would escalate so quickly.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. And then was there anything worse than when you screenshotted the text and you sent it back to that
person? Yes, that's terrible. I've done that a bunch of times. Like I try to play it off.
Me too. What's your excuse?
Well, now looking back, I don't think this would work these days, but oh my God, my phone glitched.
One time I did something so embarrassing.
What?
There was this man. let's just say, oh, he's not on this wall. Never mind. But a lover of mine from high school. And it got back to me that he was talking some shit in like years later in college. And I never told this man off, right? So I decided to send a pretty nasty worded text just saying it like it was. So I sent, I feel so good about myself. I'm like, you know what? Good for me. Standing up for myself. You know what I do 5 hours late. Oh, and the worst part, I ended the text, Grant. Do not respond to this. Do not. Yeah. I don't want to hear from you. Do you know what I did, Grant? I copy and pasted the message to send to my friend. I don't know why I didn't screenshot it. And who do I send it back to? The man. Yeah. Just 5 hours later when I said, do not respond.
Yeah, so then it looks like you're.
It
looks like you're trying to get him to respond.
No, it looks like I'm like crazy. That was bad. And then you know what I did? I blocked him. I was like,
You couldn't deal with whatever the consequences were gonna be.
I couldn't deal.
Last episode, yeah, I did that to you.
Oh yeah.
When I thought I was replying to someone else, and it was
you know what though? I wouldn't even get. Don't own up to it.
What?
Just make an excuse. Honestly.
But as the receiving party, like, you had to. Imagine I tried to, like.
No, you know.
You think I could have got out of me texting you?
No, of course. Grant, of course. If I was like, oh my God,
this is
not
for my other friend, Ashley.
Of course with red not, hair. But, like, lie.
Say what? How would you have gotten out of that?
Okay, let's say.
So I texted you. No, how would you get out of mine? Or, like, or I guess in general, you texting someone, you're like shit about someone, but to them by accident. How do you get out of that?
I would say, oh my God, I'm writing a screenplay. I was just getting some thoughts out. What do you think?
I would say, okay, but what if it's like she's such a fucking bitch, Mallory? She doesn't even know what the fuck she's talking about.
I would be like,
and it's too Mallory.
I want you to be the lead. I would offer her a role in the fake screenplay.
How far
I'm
would
making.
You take it? What if she's seriously interested because she's a musical theater major?
I'd bring her to Paramount and we'd pitch the damn thing. Why Paramount?
I don't know.
I'd bring her around. We'd shop it around, and then we'd probably get it made. What a good story that would be. That's funny.
That is good. That is good. For those of you guys watching, you may have noticed my Mickey ears. Or
hi.
Ashley's Doc Hudson shirt or my Lightning McQueen shirt. That's because we're talking about Disney today. Yep, another Disney episode. Could you believe it?
Could you guys actually believe it?
But before we do, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes.
You cocksuckers.
We talked a lot of shit on Patreon.
Last week there was a juicy.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we talked about.
Something involving that ex-lover I just mentioned. There's a good story behind one of these photos.
We explained the
photo
wall.
Of our high school graduation.
Yeah, and that lover. Yeah, just go on Patreon.
And then there's just some good stories behind these photos.
Yeah. And
you don't want to miss it.
This week, well, I'll tell you what we talk about this week in Redacted, but we'll save it for later.
We'll redact it.
Do you know what it is?
Already on Patreon. Already
I know, but I don't want to spoil.
Well, give him a little tease.
All right, let's just say, and again, we're going to be talking more about this later on in the episode, but let's just say I hooked up with a Prince Eric. And
yeah,
we'll dive into that story on Redacted this week.
I have thoughts already.
Oh my God.
I have thoughts already.
Do you even know this story?
No, but just like Prince Eric in general, I have thoughts.
Okay. And if you're not listening to Redacted, you're only getting half the story.
What's that from?
It's from Drag Race.
Oh, I thought it was from Good Children.
No. Good Children. Ooh. A twink.
And a redhead.
Welcome back. Hopefully that transition will substitute as an advertisement one day.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers
guys.
Crossed. And hopefully it's from Poppy.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about
Disney,
but the reason we are is because you may or may not have known, but Disney Swingers, a video we created back in December,
yeah,
like popped off all over the web and caused a firestorm,
y'all,
to say the least.
There was a Rolling Stone article about us.
A Rolling Stone article, literally, about Disney Swingers.
Our first time in print, not our last.
No, definitely not our last, you guys.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to our Disney episode from season one, honestly, go back and listen. It's a good one. But we love Disney.
We do. Huge fans. And I'm happy that I can talk more freely about it these days because I'm no longer a Disney cast member.
You're a former.
I'm a former Disney cast member. I was very prideful of it. Well, first, should we just talk about the origin of the Swingers video?
Yeah, let's get into the origin of the Swingers video.
So I was on TikTok one day and I saw a video of a guy talking about an ad that popped up on his TikTok. And the ad was for an app or a social website. I believe it's a website called Meet Upon Main. And now this is a social networking platform for those adults who love Disney and can make friends. Yeah. And
it's
a Disney networking
it's literally LinkedIn meets Bumble BFF meets Tinder meets Grindr. Anything on that.
Yeah. And so immediately I was like to Ashley, hello, we have to make a video kind of spoofing this because it was just too good to be true. It was like a couple talking about it. And sure enough, Ashley came up with the idea to make it Swingers. Like, what if we were Disney Swingers?
You have
Swingers
to take it up one notch.
Yeah, like we had to elevate it. We couldn't just recreate it.
Yeah, because, it has to be just a little bit crazy.
Just a little crazy. And so we created this whole, story that there are swingers who love Disney and swing at Disney in their various parks and locations.
Also, I'm not going to get too into it, but there was a lot of swinging rumors in our hometown amongst the adults in our hometown.
Do you know the rumor of how that corner store?
No.
The upstairs was a swinging location.
Wait, the one near the YMCA?
Yes.
Okay, no, and then it got busted. There was prostitution or something happening, I'm pretty sure.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so but for whatever reason, this is a prominent.
But there was a lot of talk of swingers. Swinging. So I had heard about swingers in literally middle school because of rumors about, some friends' parents and stuff. So swinging has always been on my mind.
It's always been in the lore. That's so true. Our town is probably a hot spot. If you could do some sort of statistics and see it on a map.
Yeah.
Our town is probably
a hot spot for
it's
swingers.
An epidemic.
There's blue zones.
Yeah, it's a swinging zone.
I feel like New Jersey in general.
It's a swinging zone. No, but also
Florida.
Yeah, but the farmlandness of our town too, I think adds to it, or the suburbanness. It has to be in a suburban area.
Suburban, but then also, oh my god,
it just makes it funnier. You have a whole fam, obviously it's not funny, but the concept is just funny if all parties have their own big house and a whole
hysterical
family, and then they go
hysterical. They're swapping keys. Well, that's something I knew. Well, because swingers, they have put their keys in a bowl, and then that's how you find your partner for the night.
Shut up. I don't know about. And what's up with the pineapple?
Oh, if you have an upside down pineapple, it means you're open to swinging. But if you watch the Jim Carrey movie, The Grinch, the movie starts when he gets dropped off at the door. They're walking around the party with keys.
Is it an Easter egg?
Yeah.
Well, get this. I'm watching one of my Disney vloggers. For those of you who know, I watch Disney vloggers.
Shout them out.
No, because I actually want to talk shit about some of them later. So
okay. We're going to keep it private.
We're
going
to not shout it out. but they're on a cruise. I believe a Disney cruise. And they're walking past. And on the door is an upside down pineapple magnet. Are you serious?
They're swinging on the Disney cruise?
I guess so. But they stopped and they're like, oh my God.
Of a Venn diagram of people who love to go on cruises
and swingers.
The overlap.
People who go on cruises have to be
horny. They
love
to swing. I feel like horny people love to go on cruises.
And they have the gay cruise. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I don't know
how it's only for gays?
Yes. And the amount of
men, women, non-binary, or
no,
just gay men?
It's just gay men.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the specific details, but somehow every year there's some Royal Caribbean ship that is just raided with gay men. And literally, Ashley, I'm scrolling on Twitter one day. there's a, it's on the cruise ship. There's some sort of party like outside, but on the pool deck or whatever, a sea of gay men. And it's just showing the sea and it pans down. Ashley, a man has bent over on the railing getting fucked. Seriously? Wow.
They probably have a Guinness World Record for most Speedos on one, on one vessel.
Oh my God. I mean,
thank God no one's falling overboard. I mean, Jesus right? Christ.
Oh my God.
Doggy style on the railing of a Royal Caribbean.
The amount of like, does Royal Caribbean know
that people are getting fucked against their railings?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Royal Caribbean. Knock, knock, knock. Let's crack down on that. Right?
Because you know how people like in college would go on like spring break cruises on like Carnival?
Yeah, that's fine.
You would expect it on a that's Carnival. That's fine on cruise. Carnival.
Royal Caribbean on one of your, yeah, on the Royal Oasis Caribbean? Of the Seas? Really?
You'll have a really? Zip line on your cruise and people are getting fucked.
I guess if you had to pick one of the luxury cruise lines for that to happen on, it would be Royal. I can't see that happening on Norwegian.
Norwegian has
a family.
Excuse family.
Family, yeah.
Royal Caribbean. I went on a Royal Caribbean cruise. I had so much fun.
I want to go on a cruise so bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I want to go on an Alaskan cruise or a cruise to Antarctica.
Absolutely not.
All right, let's get back to swinging in Disney.
Okay, so anyways, we post this video. It blows up. I'm also like, I stole the Meet Upon Main's logo for the video, but I just added swingers. So I'm like, which I don't think it's honestly illegal because we were parodying it. So
parody
like
law, baby.
Yeah. But I was like scared we were going to like upset them. I didn't want them to think we were like, we were making fun of them, but I hope that they had a sense of humor, and they did.
They did. I honestly could not love the people behind Meet Upon Main more. They were such good sports about the, so basically in the video, yeah, we just say we're swingers and that we like to swing.
And it was an ad for this new,
it's an ad for this for fake swingers. App, Swingers Upon Main. And well, what's interesting, we posted it on TikTok in what, December? And then it had a second life on
Twitter.
X, formerly Twitter.
January.
And the Meet Upon Main people just, they loved it. They loved it.
Yeah, they literally loved it. They, yeah.
It brought a lot of attention to their app.
It did. They had like hundreds and hundreds of new signups, they told us.
Yeah.
And they also were interviewed for Rolling Stone.
So then people on X, which is not surprising, they didn't have very adequate media literacy and they thought it was real. And then like it was like
we were getting death threats.
No, people
over
were, like,
this video,
people were so horrified. It's also one of the first videos I really did my laugh in, my giggle.
Really?
It might be like the first. Yeah,
no way.
Yeah. And people were like literally sending us like,
people told us to stand up on Space Mountain.
Yeah, which they was wanted so niche. They wanted to us to get decapitated on Space Mountain.
Yeah,
can you think of a more horrible way to go?
Well, honestly though, can you think of not wanting to go that way as well? Like, yeah. How kind of iconic.
No, the way people reacted, I was like, you would think that we literally did something so heinous, so unforgivable.
I know, like, is it actually that bad?
And it, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, and then like podcasts started, like these those annoying ass, like it was so specific to who's like straight sports podcast.
It was
like
a barstool
sports one. There was like another sports kind of one.
But then Cody Ko's podcast, TMG with Noel.
And they had
Enya on.
Yeah, hello. I was rooting for them to like get it.
Yeah, that they almost was, got
they so almost they would, got it.
Their producers. There's just this really niche, I guess, form of podcasting where you just like watch TikToks and comment on them. Yeah. Like you're watching like
and I think
a football
like,
game.
I think they're like broadcasted live too. Or something.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But anyway, they watched our video and not one person on that TMG podcast got it.
No. And the Barstool one, the producer like chimes in and is like, what's the sign above them? Like, does that say twink? And then the guy's like, what's a twink? Or blah, 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 blah. And the other guy's like, shouldn't we have probably like researched what that meant before saying that. Like, I don't think we can say that. And then there's like just like pauses amongst them. And again, like this is live, so it's like so awkward. But it's like giving that moment with Jimmy Kimmel and RuPaul when Jimmy Fallon when Jimmy Fallon thinks he's about to be canceled. Like these men thought they're about to be canceled for saying the word twink. But like it was like a weird feeling watching all that. It was like frustrating because I'm like, how do you not know it's satire? But then also it's like there's a satisfying thing to it all too, like with
just when trolling,
when people don't get our videos. Yeah. It's like you're actually stupid, like when you're hating on it and like reading it so seriously, like I'm sorry, it just flew over your head and but you're actually kind of dumb.
What are you getting your fucking panties in a twist over for, right? Even if it was real, like that was more what just bothered me. That too. I was like, why do y'all care? So there's so much stuff on the internet that I'm just like, wait, like why do you care so much?
Yeah, but then it's like it makes you wonder what other things they just see and don't question either.
Well, we talked about this in the Rolling Stone article about like misinformation, because like people thought this video was real, like and actually the woman that wrote the article about us, her colleague sent it to her because he thought it was real. He thought there were really swingers and he thought she would want to write about it. But it really makes you think about misinformation. I was talking with her about QAnon and I'm like, it really shows how people fall into like these horrible conspiracy theories that are so outlandish. And they're like, they just go along with it because they see... And once you believe a conspiracy theory, I just read that if you like tell someone that something's like misinformation, it actually only makes them believe it more.
Yeah, what is with that?
So like QAnon people, for instance, just because that's like the biggest and like most insane and like dangerous conspiracy theory, like they'll literally see things in everything. Like when Donald Trump used to tweet, they'd be like, three things are capitalized. Like, this means that on the third day. No, it really is. But like she's actually doing it for the most part. Whereas like these people just want to believe. So they're seeing things and it's so terrifying. And then they storm a Capitol. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, just kidding.
No, but it's people need to. They really. You know how they taught us financial literacy? That was a required class.
Yes, there needs to be media literacy.
They need to teach media literacy.
Also, that was not a required class in many, like, places.
What, financial literacy?
Yeah, like, you think they did that in Florida? No. Financial literacy also, that was in, like, what, sophomore year or
junior
year?
You could just take it at any point. You had to take one economic class with some people.
In
just
high
take
school,
economics.
I couldn't tell you anything. And now when I need it the most with taxes or whatever, I don't know a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I don't remember anything, but I also probably wasn't paying attention.
Anyways, yeah, media literacy needs to be taught.
Like, they should really make that required curriculum. Everyone could use a little brush up. We should all take, like, watch, like, I don't know, maybe John Green has a video.
John Green.
I go to that man for everything.
What's it called?
Crash Course.
He has a crash course on media literacy. He should.
I fucking love Crash Course.
I want to talk more about Disney. But something that I, because again, like Swingers Upon Main might not be real, but I do think
there could be.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's a total possibility, especially looking at some of these YouTube Disney park vloggers. A lot of them are couples. Well, a lot of them know each other.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
To me, cosplaying is inherently horny? Like a horny thing. If you go to Comic-Con, which I've been to New York Comic-Con, it's a very horned up place. A lot of the like costumes are like sexy.
Yeah.
And I mean, think about if you are like a 16-year-old boy at Comic-Con and you see these sexy, you know, sexy.
Sexy Pocahontas.
Sure. Or sexy, you know.
Princess Cinderella.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm just... When people are dressing up at Disney World, I think it is a horny activity.
Well, you're not allowed to dress up at Disney World.
What do you mean?
You can't go into the park dressed up as like one of their characters because they think it confuses their guests.
Well,
unless
you're
in Japan, you can.
Oh, that's
interesting. Why do I know all that?
I just watched a Disney mom has come up on my TikTok.
Is
now.
It the blonde?
Yes.
Who moved her whole family yes. down? Oh,
she
I
broke down the finances of all. They go to Disney 3 times a week at least 3 times a week. And then they say the only times they don't go is during the blackout periods of their annual pass and if they're traveling. So she broke it down and she's like, so really it's only, it ended up being like $21 a person a trip. But it's so crazy, Grant.
But you're going 365 days a year?
No, they try to go 3 days a week. 3 days a week.
I don't know.
But
then what you're spending money at Disney, like you have to eat.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's just, I'm very confused by, also like, I wouldn't want to live in Orlando, but to each their own. All respect to Orlando.
It's so interesting because part of me like could have seen me being one of those. But then also like I was watching my Disney vloggers today and I'm like, it's sad, but it's endearing.
No, I honestly love it. I don't have a problem with Disney adults. I think it's like, oh, it's like this. It's clearly a nostalgic thing for them.
This one girl went on the Beauty and the Beast ride in Tokyo Disney and came off and was crying.
See, like,
and then she was like, that was like my favorite movie as a child. Like, I have memories. I would go with my parents to see it in the matinee and we would sing and dance up the aisles.
Aww.
And she was like crying.
No, we have.
So
honestly,
it's definitely like I don't know.
No, I listened to a podcast once about Disney adults and all the people were so sweet. I was like, oh, they're just trying to have fun.
Yeah, I think it's cute. But then I'm so sorry, but the 24-year-old ones.
We literally went to Disney in October.
No, like the park vloggers who are like our age. Ooh, I'm thinking of one specifically, but I don't want to say. But one of them really just skeeves me out and I don't get good vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, what was the thing that he said something crazy? Remember I showed you a clip? And it was like talking about something so serious and then like it cut to like, I don't remember.
Well, I think being obsessed with anything, you know, you should have moderation to it and you should make sure it's not, you know, when do the Disney adults become the, you know, addicted to Disney? Where's the line? Oh, it's interesting. I feel like there's a very real possibility if just a few things went different in my life, I would be a cosplayer.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm a big fangirl of a lot of things, especially books with winged people. And there's
no, because you get aroused. So you would like, you're curious in a way that's like you would want to like role play almost.
Well, I'm saying if just a few things went differently, like I think like I really could have went down the path of cosplaying. There's like this, like I love the series A Court of Thorn and Roses and all Sarah J. Maas's books. She's like a fantasy writer. There are these balls.
What do you mean?
There are these balls that.
What do you mean by balls? Like scrotum? In a scrotum?
No, like a gala, a ball, an event, a party.
Oh, like, oh my God. Where I thought you meant
it
balls.
Takes place in Valeris, where the book takes place. And they dress up and people are designated as the characters and they perform like dances and like.
And you think they're fucking after?
Well, for sure. But they're all there to like, they're like cosplaying.
Who hosts them? Are they getting like, what if you could host your own and you sell tickets?
There's something a little, I'm not necessarily interested in going, but I'm just saying like there was a real possibility that I could have been interested in another life and I could have been shown up with wings and a ball gown.
Well, it's like if that's what you're surrounded with 24/7,
why not?
Hooking up with people has to be involved in that. Like if you're in Disney 24/7, like what, you're not going to like, if someone approached you who you were attracted to and interested in at the Magic Kingdom, asked you to fuck, you wouldn't in a safe private space away from families
away from children.
There's a thrill. There must be a thrill for that person if it's in the space you love.
I know people are getting kinky in the Grand Floridian Hotel.
Oh my God, Swinger Central.
Swinger Central Grand, because honestly I feel like Grand Floridian might attract a lot of like wealthy yeah. dinks.
What's a dink?
Dual income, no kids.
Oh, interesting.
Couples that have a lot of money to spend are Disney adults, but don't Disney have adults. Kids. The dink community dink at knees. The Grand Floridian Dinkneys are definitely swinging.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous hotel.
I just thought of another spot. I know people are getting fucked at Disney.
Where?
So, well, I don't know if fucked, but like horny. So there would be cheer competitions at ESPN Wide World of Sports.
I'm familiar.
Here's a pointer. Anywhere there's a large group of gay men, people are getting fucked.
As we discussed about the Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yeah. So all-star cheerleading, obviously gay sport, like a lot of gay men in it. Not everyone, but hey.
Hi, George W. Bush.
Yes.
He was a male cheerleader in college. Anyway.
So ESPN, Wide World of Sports, also like college cheer too. This Disney hosts the like nationals or the world championships. So I know people were hooking up in like the bathrooms at ESPN, Wide World of Sports. And also after the competition.
Wait, I'm sorry, is ESPN, Wide World of
Sports on Disney property?
Is it a hotel?
No. It's You've never been to Disney Wide World of Sports? It's a whole sports complex on Disney property.
You've so never been to it's for competitions?
It has baseball fields. It has like all their different arenas can turn into multiple different things. I remember
our high school cheer team would always go
That's
there.
That's where they're going.
And I was always like, oh, so jealous of these bitches.
I know, going to Disney. I would go like every year for a cheer. But yeah, and they built in a new facility called the Arena, specifically designed for cheer, since ESPN Wide World of Sports was used so much for cheer.
Is that where Navarro would go in the show on Netflix?
No. Oh, see, that's Daytona.
Oh, okay.
It's because it's a different cheer governing body. They're oh NCAA. God.
Florida is the cheer capital of the world.
Honestly. But basically, and I think this like goes for any sort of special event that would happen at ESPN Wide World of Sports, but they would open the parks late. After the like whole competition was over, so you can go if you competed, and there was a dance party, like a dance floor,
oh,
and
fuck.
Like we would sneak in alcohol and water bottles, like giving high school. And
sorry, was this when you were doing competitive cheer? Not high school, right?
This was well. I remember I did this my senior year of high school when I was an all-star cheerleader. I don't know if I brought in alcohol.
No, I know, but you weren't with the high school cheer team. You were with All-Star.
It was World Cup All-Stars, yeah. And then in college with Florida State, we would all sneak in alcohol. Like, I mean, water bottle.
Yeah.
And you were like pregame on the bus there.
I mean, it's college.
Yeah. But those were so horny. It's like, meanwhile, we're in like Tomorrowland on the dance floor and like Mr. and Miss Incredible are like on the stage dancing, but people are fucking grinding. They're just like
Mr. and Miss Incredible are like two fucking hot ass people.
Yeah.
They were doing. The proportions they gave her are insane. She has the biggest ass I've ever seen.
Could you imagine like the
animator presenting that for the first time and be like, guys, I came up with Miss Incredible.
Here's what she looks like.
She has a small waist and a fat ass.
Also, could you imagine the grip?
Well, also, because think about it, her superpower is stretching. That's like inherently a horny superpower. Oh my god,
you pervert.
She's wrapping around cock.
she's a size queen. She could take any size.
Miss Incredible. Is the horniest character of all time. Oh my god.
Who's hornier?
Well, Mr. Incredible, also the pure strength. And they dominate her.
And they're swinging.
That's our dream. Would you have a threesome with Mr. and Miss Incredible?
No.
Oh, really? Wait, what?
I don't think so.
Okay, I would.
I'd Mr. Frozo. What's his
Frozone
name?
And his wife? We never see his wife, do we? Why just do hear they do her. That? And he yells at her.
But Frozone, I would before, I think, Mr. and Miss Incredible, honestly.
But you don't even know what his wife looks
honestly,
like.
Honestly, tie me up with Mr. Incredible and Frozone, and I'm in.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know, never mind.
What?
No. I was going to say something insane.
What?
I'm not saying it.
Okay.
It's borderline cancelable.
Is it about a different Pixar character?
Yeah.
Is it about someone who might not be of age? But at the time.
No, I'm not talking about this right now.
Okay.
There's just someone I was infatuated with as a kid.
Flash?
That's not his name. His name was Dash.
No, as a kid. I can see, you know.
Dash.
You could have a crush on another kid when you're a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. Like, yeah. When I first saw The Incredibles, I wanted to be Dash. And I'm thinking now, oh, did I think he was cute? Again, hello, I'm the same age as Dash at this moment.
He's talking about a childhood crush he had on another child. Okay. Don't get it twisted.
Anyways.
So, cheer competitions were horny at Disney.
Yeah, so that's just, I mean, like, people want to act like Disney's family friendly, you know, and it is, but we can't ignore the fact that I know people are getting down. Oh,
what?
Oh, I'll talk about this on Redacted, but like the cast members too, like the performers especially, were all fucking.
Well, that's what
you don't
I
think
mean.
Peter Pan's Grant. Getting railed in the back,
and that's exactly
utilidors.
Hello, definitely, but that's exactly what I mean when I say cosplaying is inherently a horny activity, a sexy activity to some.
Maybe it's because like they feel so confident in it.
I think they feel confident.
They don't. They're also pretending to be.
They're embodying character. I mean, I feel like it's like when people, you know, dress up as like a nurse and a patient and fuck.
Hey, to some people, that's Peter Pan and Wendy.
Yeah. So don't yuck someone's yum.
Right.
If there was a Disney couple you could swing with. You and Billy could swing with, who would it be?
Why is Billy involved?
Well, because you have to be in a couple.
Oh, because we're swinging.
So you're swinging.
It's a really tough question. Oh, can they be animals?
Of course.
Nala and Simba.
Yeah.
Adult.
Adult.
Nala and Simba.
For they're just top on my list.
And live action.
They are Beyonce.
Yeah.
And
I don't know who played Simba.
Me neither. I only know Beyonce, Knowles Carter.
What about, well, Mr. and Miss Incredible are a good option.
Mr. and Miss Incredible are definitely at the top of my list. But also, like, well, what if I don't pick a couple? What if I just pick two Disney characters? What?
I just thought of a couple that is fucking so much, probably.
Who?
Or they're just, like, so horny.
Sally and Lightning McQueen.
No.
Oh, who?
Fucking Officer Hobbs and
Nick. Wait, first of all, side note, need to rewatch.
Yeah.
Need to rewatch
that. Excellent movie, Zootopia.
Such a good movie. But wait, the sexual tension
throughout the whole film.
Like, literally throw out the notebook. That's the blueprint. The sexual tension that these two characters had was palpable.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Like,
oh my
what an
God.
Interesting message, like predator and prey.
Yeah.
That
well,
made
that,
it almost hornier.
And like a cop and a criminal. We know he's not a criminal, but like.
Of course, but
well,
you know
was,
what? He has a bad reputation.
Yeah, like a bad boy and like
and
the
she's
good
a
girl. Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. She's like all American girl next door and she's bad boy.
She's also snatched.
Snatched.
Like similar to Miss Incredible.
But also, like, he's just got fucking swagger.
Yeah. He's so cool.
The way he walked.
What would you do if you went to Magic Kingdom and they walked down the street in their costumes? I guess that is hot. Okay, furries, I see you. You guys have a point.
I honestly.
Okay, furries, you have a point.
Yeah, furries, I raise my Awala water bottle to you. Like, I don't get it. Well, okay. I wouldn't necessarily participate, but like, hey, I'm not going to yuck your yum.
I'm a furry.
You are?
If it's a Spider-Man costume. You know what I mean?
For sure. Does that count?
I don't know.
I mean, there have been a few times in my life where I've seen a mascot.
Our local, shout out the Somerset Patriots. Sparky. Oh my God, he might have been one of my first crushes.
I have a weird infatuation with this like minor league gray baseball terrier team. Mascot, Sparky.
Oh, he was handsome.
Does anyone else want to fuck their local minor league baseball team's mascot? Or is it just us?
Hello, Sparky, hit our line. And then he had a little brother. We should try to get invited
to the Somerset Patriots this summer.
Oh, I want to throw a pitch.
I want to sing the national anthem. And you thigh clap.
We'd get shot.
I don't think so. I think people would applaud. I think if we sang the national anthem, people would be speechless.
Another thing.
What?
The Star Wars immersive hotel. There's like a couple things that come to my mind. Obviously, it's closing. Yeah, because you made it $5 million a night.
It's closing?
Yes.
Permanently?
Because no one was going.
Are they like refurbishing it into something else?
We don't know. But could you imagine being like a 6-year-old and boarding that ship? I would have thought I was actually in space.
Oh, man, I would have freaked out.
And part of me thinks that's like kind of like fucked up of Disney.
Oh, you think?
Could you imagine being like thinking you were in space?
I mean,
I would freak out.
I mean, it would definitely. No, it could be scary.
I would be so scared. Are you serious? Scary. Like,
but that's also your fault for being a fucking idiot.
Okay, but if I'm a kid, we're going to Star Wars hotel. That's fun. When I'm boarding a rocket. Oh, shit. And then, I didn't know
but
that.
But then, honestly, that's the type of thing when you're 8 years old, you look back on and be like, I was a fool. You know what I mean?
I know, but just in the moment, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, and then there's a whole fucking battle with, like,
Jedi. It's almost like a Revolutionary War reenactment.
Yes, but Star Wars.
Do you think Revolutionary War reenactments are horny?
I know people are getting fucked. If you just add the word porn after anything, it exists.
I need to get my ass to a Revolutionary War reenactment. Oh my God, Grant would die. You would get
Alabama Hot Pocket.
I would get bukkakeed by the Revolutionary War soldier. George Washington crossing the Delaware. They reenact that every Christmas, and I'm getting bukkakeed
on the boat. Oh my God.
You're like, this wasn't in the history books.
Yeah, because yes, it was. Yes, though.
We're rewriting history.
And you're reading between the lines,
no,
right?
No, but. Because it makes you wonder about all cosplayers.
Yeah, even like for educational purposes, I guess.
It makes you look at Colonial Williamsburg a little bit different.
Ew.
I love.
Well, they don't have modern medicine. So can you imagine the STDs floating around Colonial Williamsburg?
Well, they're not really. They could go to a local CVS.
Are you serious?
They're like an Amish community. It's like a staged thing.
Are you serious right now?
That's like, are you thinking of like the Amish in
Pennsylvania? Yes, I thought it was similar. Well, I know they're different, but I thought Colonial Williamsburg was choosing to live that life.
No, it's like you visit and it's like an amusement park. It's literally like an amusement park.
Well, they have, I know Busch Gardens is there.
Yeah, it's like a destination for in Virginia. Would love to get my ass there.
And your ass ate there.
I would love to get my ass ate in Colonial Williamsburg.
By a Revolutionary War.
Well, because... Yeah, I feel very spiritually and sexually connected to the Revolutionary War.
Oh my God.
So I think like the second I'd walk in there, uh-oh, gotta change my pants.
Okay.
That's why I think I'm in a little bit of a Hamilton era right now.
All right.
Well,
if you want to hear the story about how I hooked up with the Prince Eric at one of these cheer competitions in college, subscribe to our Patreon so you could get this week's redacted episode.
That sounds juicy.
Announcements for the good
of the
good.
Hey,
this is announcements for the good of the group,
where our listeners submit their announcement
For the good of the group. You guys can submit to us on Instagram or our Patreon. Patreon users gets priorities. Hi, cocksuckers, right?
Hi, cocksuckers. It might have just sounded like I farted into the microphone, but it was me slurping out of my Awala water bottle.
This announcement is from Charlie.
Charlie!
My announcement for the good of the group is I feel that Twinks need to make a comeback. Now, Grant, you would know, y'all kind of dropped off, everyone be hating, but as an honorary bear cub and like no shade to any other gay tribes, I just feel like Twinks could save the world. You know, like they could solve a lot of the world's problems right now, like with their attitude, with their bottom energy or femtop energy. You know, like they disappeared when we needed them the most. And like, I miss having a twink put me in my place. Like tell me that I don't deserve rights because I have a little bit of beef on my body. Come on. Twinks deserve to rule the world.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Charlie, first of all, you should never body shame anyone. You know what I mean? But also, what an interesting thing to consider. Has there ever been a twink in elected office?
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. Are you serious?
I love Pete and Jess.
Are you serious? I think twinks have fallen off. And they should have. They are stereotypically entitled. They think they're hottest. They think...
Oh my god, I didn't know all this.
There's so many stereotypes surrounding twinks that are really negative, and nowadays, and I feel like there was a moment twinks were like the top tier of like the gay pyramid.
Wait, there's a pyramid?
Well, I feel like unfortunately there are like those weird tribes. I mean, they're not weird, but like those tribes exist, and people do self-identify or like proudly. Like I feel like the bear community is very strong and like tight-knit.
I like that.
Twinks.
Bears, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a cub.
I know.
So he's a young bear.
I would love to get myself mixed up with a group of bears on a night out.
Yeah.
Can't you see me?
There was a bar in Orlando that I think has since closed called Parliament House, and they had a bear den.
Shut up. Like, I would be the mama bear.
What do you mean?
I would be the mama bear, and it would be all the bears and the cubs. And I would be their ruler.
Giving them honey.
I want to become the ruler of the bears.
Oh my god. Okay.
Or the otters.
Yeah, the sea queen of the otters.
Okay, I'm going to be the den mother, and then I'm going to be the sea queen of the otters.
Okay.
And we're going to go to war with twinks.
Oh my god. But yeah, like so twinks are not looked at kindly these days. And honestly, when I was younger and I was called a twink all the time, I didn't want to be a twink. I was so mad at it. Could you remember? Do you remember that in like college? I was always called the twink and I hated it. And then
you should have cherished it.
Cuz now look at me.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like Call Me By Your Name did a lot for the twink community.
Yeah, except he's literally not even gay. So annoying. But he's like the epitome of twink. But basically, yeah. So I have to disagree. I don't think they deserve a comeback. I think they should stay where they are. But I do understand his point where like he wants someone to like humble him, I guess. Not in a body way, but like twinks notoriously
are humbling people.
Yes, when they also need to be humbled though as well.
Well, it sounds like they've been humbled.
Oh. That's true.
And they're who I'm declaring war on.
As
den mother and sea queen of the otters, we are going in an all-out nuclear war on the twinks.
Nuclear? You're going to wipe them out?
We are wiping the twinks.
Death to all of
Death
them.
Death to all of them.
Oh.
Oh, someone's going to cut that.
Not me.
Yeah, no, I think... Are there any other groups that I could...
Declare war on? No.
Are there anyone that would be allied with the twinks?
No, twonks? Because the...
They as like a, you know, older brother kind of protective.
They're not even
way.
Older. They just have a bit more muscle.
Oh.
You think jocks or like hunks maybe?
Oh fuck. All right. That would definitely make they the battles be, interesting.
It's tough. I don't it might be like that. But it depends, of course. And then you have like the whole concept of like, you know, like I feel like a lot of Aryanators are twinks.
Oh my god.
So it goes into that as well.
Well, they might come on my side, the Aryanator twinks.
No.
They would be my Marines.
No, I feel like Aryanator twinks are almost demon twinks.
Okay, they're who I'm.
Demon twinks are on the front line.
Demon twinks are on the front line.
And they're your biggest
they're
like
my biggest enemy.
Threat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then no, the bears are like the army. And then the otters are obviously the Navy Marines, Coast Guard. Who's my Air Force?
Your Air Force?
Oh, what about like my silver foxes?
Oh.
They totally...
Or daddies?
Oh, I'm the mommy to their daddies. And the daddies are my Air Force.
Yeah, they're definitely
good. Okay,
so Air
to
Force.
Cover this, I'm going to war with twinks. Cubs and bears are my army.
Yeah.
Otters are my Navy and mm-hmm. Marines. And then daddies are my Air Force.
What sector of twink are you attacking first?
All of them.
You're nuking them?
And we do.
You have nuclear arms?
We do have nuclear arms. And we are again. Well, and we are pro-proliferation of nuclear arms. I mean, the spread of
nukes. Oh, my God. Well, what if the twink? You better hope the twinks don't get their hands on the nukes because they will drop them ASAP.
Great.
And without
can you imagine
a doubt.
The Swiftie twinks get nukes?
Have you seen the video of the gays on Twitter?
No.
It was a twink. It was a little twink. He posted a video. He said it was a Nicki Minaj stan or something, or a Cardi B stan.
Okay.
Those were the two fighting armies. And I think it was Cardi B was like, come to my house. Here it is. Come to my house if you want to fight me. Come to my house. Took a video.
To the barbs?
Wait. Yeah, what does the barb do? I might have the roles flip, but what does the barb do?
The barb went to his house?
Yeah. And was like, I'm here, bitch. I'm here. And then like the dad came outside. It was a whole thing. It was all over Twitter.
I deleted Twitter.
Oh.
So I didn't get this.
But that's like what you're dealing
that's
with.
That's what I'm going up against.
Yeah.
That's
so they're
why
not
we
afraid.
Need nukes. That's why we need nukes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank God. Thank God that I have the bears on my side. Charlie
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Charlie's your general.
Charlie's my general in the army.
Yeah.
And then.
The
Cubs. You know who the
Cubs bears.
You know who the general in the army on the other side is? Troye Sivan.
Oh my God. I'm also in that army.
I know. We're going to war with each other.
I'm in the Air Force.
It's like in the Civil War when they say brother fought brother, like based on where they lived. That's our armies. Brother fighting brother.
Oh my God. Well, I'm excited to see how this pans out.
Yeah, this will be an interesting. This will be an interesting few years.
Oh God. Okay. All well, right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank
King
you.
Cub.
Thank you for enlisting.
Thank you for enlisting. And yeah, if you guys have announcements for the Go to the Group, send them to us on Instagram or on our Patreon. Subscribe to our Patreon. Okay, well, here we are, right?
I guess that's that, right?
I guess that's that. Make sure to listen to our Redacted, to our cocksucker Patreon listeners, mm-hmm. and everyone else. Have a fantabulous day, you guys.
Oh my God. Toodles!
Bye!
Toodles!
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.